do you just want to make some general statements on the opening of deer season? However you may want to do that, safety, whatever.
Yeah, so the season opens, the regular season opens tomorrow, which is when we typically have our highest numbers of hunters out in the woods. It's the start of the firearms season, and we're looking at the possibility of having some pretty decent weather with a little bit of snow on the ground, so I suspect that it's going to be a fairly successful opening weekend.
So snow is a good thing then for hunters?
Snow is a good thing. A little bit of snow is a good thing for hunters because it helps hunters to be able to actually see the deer as they're walking through the woods. They're much easier to see. And then it also gives you some tracking snow. You can see their tracks in the snow and they're easier to follow after you make a shot.
Okay. So hunting is considered to be the number one way to control big game population in New York State, as far as my knowledge goes. Can you talk a little bit about its importance?
Yeah, so hunting and hunters are, what we use as our management tool for controlling wildlife populations. And so, yeah, they're the number one, our number one way of controlling the deer population and keeping the deer numbers at a level that helps to eliminate some, problems and nuisance problems for farmers, and helps eliminate nuisance problems for landowners, and reduces car accidents also.
Is there an ecological reasoning why deer population needs to be controlled, like from an environment standpoint?
Well, the reason why we try to control the deer population is if it was uncontrolled, the deer population would grow to a point where there would not be enough resources, there wouldn't be enough cover, habitat, space, food, all of that for the deer, and they would overpopulate, and then they would end up starving to death, and there would be, dying deer starving and dying all over the place. So,
and I'm sure that would affect other species as well, not just deer.
Yeah, well, they would have a huge impact on the food resources out there, and deer are not the only ones, that are out there foraging around. So yeah, sure, if they were to decimate the food sources out on the landscape, that would have a big impact on other species as well.
Now, is there ever a concern or worry about the deer and bear population becoming too small with how big hunting is?
No. So the number of hunters has declined over the last few decades. Every year, we have more people leaving the hunting community because of age or just passing away or that sort of thing than we have coming in. So, we make a pretty good effort to try to recruit young hunters and get them started into the hunting heritage. But our number of hunters decreases every year. So it's difficult for the number of hunters we have to be able to harvest the number of deer we need taken. We still rely on hunters to do that. But at some point, if our number of hunters declines too far, we would have the opposite problem, not enough hunters to take the deer, not hunters taking too many. And there's regulations in place that limit the number of deer any one hunter can take, and the timing of the season is set up so that you know, we're not taking deer when say in the springtime when they would have fawns with them. So there's regulations in place to protect the population also, so that it doesn't decline.
Gotcha.
Too much.
You just mentioned that the DEC has like a certain number of deer that it needs to be taken for harvest. Is there a specific figure?
There may be, but I'm not aware of what it is.
Okay, that's fine. And then another thing, I'm not a big hunter, but I just was listening to a couple of other interviews, and someone mentioned the importance of people calling the state and giving the number of and reporting the number of deer that they killed. Is that something that's important?
Yeah, so it's very important that hunters report their harvest. It's important to our deer management program, and not only do we need that information for our management, but it's also a legal obligation. It's required by law for hunters to report their harvest. So after they after you get a deer and tag it, there's several ways that you can then report your harvest, which means letting us know when and where you took the deer and what it was. You know, if it was a male or a female. And like I said, there's many ways to do that. You can do that online through our website. There's a there's an app that you can download on your phone that you can do it through, called Hunt New York, I believe. And you know, and there's a 1-800 phone number that you can also use to report it. So there's many options, easy options for reporting.
Gotcha. Is there anything else that you would like to add that I may have missed?
Well, you know, the biggest thing that we like to promote prior to the season is to, just to remind all the hunters out there to remember their firearm safety rules, be sure of their target and beyond when they decide to take a shot. It's our big time to promote safety so that we don't have any hunting-related shooting incidents during the season. And I'd also like to remind all the hunters and non-hunters, if they plan to go out in the field this time of year, that it's very wise to wear blaze orange or hunter orange this time of year, so that you're more visible to hunters that might be out in the field.